from KQED.
Faith in Bob Filner isn't the only thing eroding in San Diego. Beaches along the coast are literally being washed away. Some homeowners have built seawalls, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is working on an ambitious sand replenishment project. Allison St. John of KPBS says San Diego communities are key players in the debate over how to deal with eroding shorelines and rising sea levels.
Down at Moonlight Beach in Encinitas, Charlie Marvin reminisces how it was when he first came to live on the bluffs above the beach in North San Diego County.
When I first got here in the early 70s, there was a tremendous amount of sand. We used to have sand out in front of our home, basically from about May until October, flat, heavy sand.
But over the years, things have changed. Beaches in North County have been getting narrower and stonier.
If you don't replenish it, we will not have beaches.
A few miles south at Fletcher Cove in Solana Beach, city manager David Ott explains why beaches are shrinking.
That's because of dams up our rivers, jetties on our oceans, parking lots that cover all the sand flow into them. So there's really not a natural resupply of sand. So as the waves crash in, they take the sand out and eventually take all the sand out.
Ott says the city of Solana Beach has almost 2 miles of 80-foot bluffs, mostly made of rapidly eroding sandstone. He says boulders the size of Volkswagens have rolled onto the sand below with no warning. Private homeowners who could afford it have spent millions building seawalls to protect their properties. But the city of Solana Beach has recently updated its coastal land use plan and set new limits on seawalls.
In the approved plan, the permit will be issued for 20 years and then be reevaluated for any changed conditions after those 20 years.
The California Coastal Commission insisted on the 20-year time limit, drawing protests and threats of lawsuits from private property owners. Ultimately, the commission would like to see moving property back from the cliffs, a strategy called managed retreat. But that idea is not going over well in some of San Diego County's coastal communities.
This is a plan to basically try to prevent people from having seawalls after a certain amount of time and to deploy this idea of managed retreat, which hasn't really gone through the democratic process.
That's John Kahn, an attorney in Encinitas. He won a suit against the Coastal Commission on behalf of a private property owner who wanted to replace a collapsed seawall and stairs. The days of shoring up the cliffs with seawalls may be numbered, in which case Plan B is sand replenishment. The Army Corps of Engineers will complete a study later this summer on a plan to replenish beaches in Solana Beach and Encinitas over the next 5 decades. It would start by spreading 7 times more sand than in recent replenishment projects and keep topping it up every few years. Encinitas marine biologist Dennis Lees has his doubts about how dredging this much sand from the seafloor will affect marine life.
I'm not opposed to putting sand on the beach. My opposition relates to how much sand they're talking about digging up offshore.
Lees says the dredging will create trenches up to 20 feet deep just offshore. Sorting through the shells he's found in the sand, dredged up in recent sand replenishment projects, Lee says he's found plenty of evidence that decades-old shellfish were scooped up, animals that he says are an important part of the fishery's food chain.
So this guy was alive. You see how shiny he is inside, and he's got the periostracum? He was alive.
Despite some concerns, approval of the sand replenishment project may be fast-tracked. Solana Beach City Manager David Ott hopes the Army Corps and the Coastal Commission sign off on it.
There's probably no better poster child for a sand replenishment project in California than here in Solana Beach. And if we can't be successful here, it probably causes challenges for the rest of the state that may need some projects as well.
Even if the sand replenishment project is approved, it will be costly, Ott says, some $70 million over 50 years. There's an urgent reason to do the work. Researchers say sea levels could rise along Southern California's shores as much as 2 feet by 2050. Yet there's no telling whether shrinking government budgets and a rising sea level will make preserving the beaches and bluffs an increasingly difficult proposition. For the California Report, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.